Hey, this is Robbie Grant with The Drop here every morning and playing mostly music, but every once in a while we bring in someone for an interview. And I'm so honored today to have, I could say one of my oldest friends, I think, Luther Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars. What's up, Luther?
Hey, Robbie. Good to be here with you.
Good to see you, man. So we're specifically talking about this big show you got guys got come up with, a North Mississippi All-Stars 30th anniversary. I can believe it at this point. After this happened, like every time, like that's that old. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much,
man. Yeah. And it's a big show Saturday, July 18th at GPAC. I'm also doing a show the night before at Gold Strike Theater. But the big one here at GPAC is going to be awesome and fun. And what's going to happen at the show? A lot of people know the North Mississippi All-Stars, but I guess tell me what North Mississippi All-Stars are, and then what's going to happen at the show on the 18th.
Wow, that's a loaded question.
No, I know.
North Mississippi All-Stars are. But 30 years ago, I had this idea because I was so fascinated with the North Mississippi music. You know, R.L. Burnside, Kenny Brown, Cedric Burnside, Junior Kimbrough, Fred McDowell. And 30 years ago, I was like, man, I want to start a band and play this music. It'll just be a loose collective of musicians connected by this repertoire. Because in the hills down in North Mississippi, everybody plays, all the different families play different versions of the same songs.
Right.
And it's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, folk music. But so yeah, we started a loose collective, you know, and we have a very special Memphis-centric and Mississippi-centric lineup for this birthday party. For the first time ever, we've got Mark Franklin and Jim Spake on horns with us.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited. And our old great singing partner, Sharice Norman, is going to be with us.
Oh, great.
A man, Cody Harrell, is going to be playing with us. He's my North Mississippi protege, man. He's my production assistant, yeah. One of my best friends.
Well, I was there, man, back 30 years ago when you were doing DDT with Paul Taylor and your brother Cody. And you're like, you know, started like, oh, now it's not DDT opening, it's North Mississippi All-Stars. It's this new thing that you guys are doing. And just, I mean, for the folks that don't know, I mean, shout out to all the people from Europe and overseas that are doing this kind of music and helping to forward it and get it out there. But I mean, Luther, you live there and you played with like these people that like you're covering and pushing their songs. I mean, what was it like to be at that moment, like in the 90s, as these people were older and just to soak it all up? I mean, what was that like?
It was fantastic. And looking back at it, you know, it was a proper scene. You know, you couldn't see the forest for the trees when
right.
we were young.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, you know, it's so different now. But, you know, and I love the son of the role of the apprentice grandson. You know what I mean? I'll sit at the knees of any elder and listen to stories and learn songs. But they were all musical families. So like Dwayne Burnside, Gary Burnside, Cedric Burnside, Dave and Kent Kimbrough, they became some of our best friends. Othar Turner.
Yeah.
I just worked with Othar Turner's great grandchildren who are keeping the fife and drum music alive. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, I mean, you're just guitar playing. I mean, when you were younger, you were, you know, a shredder, had the Kramer, like, you know, and then just like, you know, over the span of a few years, just like decided I'm going to really steep myself in this. And then just, you know, I mean, you're one of the best guitar players around. So kudos to just like killing it, like with that.
Uh-oh. So, man, I try my best, man. I get stuck. It's just a microsecond away from sucking at any moment.
Right. Well, that's why it's good. Because, you know, if you knew that the guy was up there and you're like, oh, he's not going to mess up, then you're just like, no. I mean, that's what's amazing about the slide is like, you know, you're literally a microtone away from disaster.
if you don't foul, you're not playing, you know?
What, do y'all have a new record out now? What's like the 30th anniversary? Is it more around the live show, or are you working on new music, or what's going on?
It's so funny. Last year was the 25th anniversary of our first record because we took our time putting that proper record out. We were just selling tapes.
Right. I remember we were playing like Automatic Slims downtown, and that was totally. You played for a while Hoka, before putting stuff
going down to the Hoka.
Oh yeah, man. But,
we made Still Shaken. That's our most recent record last year to celebrate the 25th anniversary. And what I'm doing now is I'm compiling multi-tracks from the last year. As a 30th anniversary party, I'm just going to do a live compilation.
Oh, cool.
Because that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But man, I'll tell you what, you know, Ben Nichols of Lucero had a great quote. It's like, yeah, you know, it was in the Memphis Flyer years ago. Yeah, we got a good scam going. You know, I'm going to keep it running until someone calls us out. And I still feel the same way, man. And it's funny because like we grew up modeling ourselves after you and Steve and Colin and Mike and Big Ass Truck, because we just were trying to do what y'all were doing, because you guys were so aggressive, so young. It was really impressive.
Yeah, and we were just mirroring, like seeing the grifters out on the road, like, oh, they're out on the road, we should go out on the road. So it's like, yeah, it's a continuum for sure. So
you know, it's interesting because you learn from your elders, you learn from your mentors, but there's like a friendly collaborative slash competitive thing with your peers and your friends, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was an honor for us to get to hang and jam. And I felt honored to get to hang, even, you know, when your dad was around with the studio down in Mississippi and spending the nights down there. That was fun, man.
I remember we played that New Year's Eve or one night at Barrister's with you, and you guys had a great show. And then we went on last and it emptied completely out.
Man, you know, that's how it goes. That's how, and now, you know, it's how it goes. Now you guys are, you know, got 6,000 people at the Shell, man. So it feels good.
I love the Shell, man. Yeah. That's a beautiful.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to Luther Dickinson of North Mississippi All-Stars. He's going to be playing Saturday, July 18th at the Germantown Performing Arts Center. Big show with Jim Spake and Mark Franklin. And the night before, Friday, July 17th at Gold Strike Theater. Well, cool. Well, I guess we'll get out of here. I love this. I've not been to your house, your current house, but the one thing I remember from when you were a teenager is that picture, that painting that Tom Foster did of a bunny rabbit, and it's right over your shoulder. So that's incredible. I love that painting.
Tom Foster is a great, great mentor.
Does it have a name? Does it have a name, that painting, or does it?
My mom named it Snowy Rabbit. Okay. And she made up a whole story about how Snowy Rabbit snuck out of the house. Yeah.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, Luther's plans Saturday, July 18th at GPAC. Luther, it's great talking to you, man.
You too, man.
I'll see you. I'll see you.